This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Lots of criticism from U.S. Vice President Mike Pence of European allies for their stance on Iran in a speech at the Munich Security Conference in Germany.
Time has come for our European partners to withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal and join us as we bring the economic and diplomatic pressure necessary to give the Iranian people, the region, and the world the peace, security, and freedom they deserve.
Pence repeated Washington's calls for European NATO allies to do more to meet their military spending targets and caution against developing economic links with Moscow. He also repeated the U.S. support for Venezuela opposition leader Juan Guaido.
Maduro socialism has shrunk their economy by nearly half. More than 9 out of 10 people live in poverty in what was once one of the wealthiest countries in our hemisphere.
Moscow's foreign minister Sergei Lavrov took the stage later Saturday and said Europe was losing out because of its stance against Russia. A U.S. military transport plane carrying humanitarian aid meant for Venezuelans landed in the Colombian border city on Saturday, where food and medicine is being stored amidst uncertainty over how and where aid will be distributed. U.S. Aid Administrator Mark Green said that the shipment is the latest arrival of large-scale U.S. and international aid for Venezuelans.
To be very clear, this is not the first shipment, nor will it be the last shipment, not only from the United States, but we know that many other countries are joining as well.
And again, many Venezuelans have scant access to food and medicine since opposition leader Juan Guaido declared himself the interim president in defiance of socialist president Nicolas Maduro, whom the United States and other countries have shown support for. This is VOA News. Michael Calvi, the founder of Moscow-based private equity firm Baring Vostok Capital Partners and one of the country's longest-standing and most prominent American investors, is to be held in custody for nearly 2 months on charges of embezzlement. The Moscow court judge argued that the seriousness of the criminal charges makes him a flight risk and ordered Calvi held custody until at least April 13th. Calvi's lawyer said the investor maintains his innocence and will appeal. 4 other defendants in the case have been ordered to remain in pretrial custody for 2 months. A spokeswoman for the Moscow District Court on Friday announced that Calvi had been detained along with other members of the firm on suspicion of stealing $37.5 million. A charge that carries a sentence of up to 10 years. Life in Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince, and its suburbs slowly began to return to normal Saturday. Public transportation was up and running, too, after protest leaders announced a reprieve, but some neighborhoods remain blocked to leftover makeshift barricades. Banks, supermarkets, and stores were open for business, and residents were out on the streets, according to VOA Creole's reporters. People had lined up to buy water there in neighborhoods Saturday. Protest leaders, however, say they will be back on the street Sunday to continue pressuring the president to resign. The disgraced former American Cardinal Theodore McCarrick is now the highest-profile Vatican figure to be dismissed from priesthood in modern times. The allegations against him include sexual abuse of minors. Reuters' Francis McGuire has more.
The Vatican announced on Saturday that he has been dismissed from its ranks of clergy. This makes McCarrick the most high-profile member of the church to be forcibly removed in modern times. McCarrick was once the Archbishop of Washington, D.C., and had gathered a reputation as a power broker before the scandal hit. When he was initially demoted from the rank of cardinal last July, it was the first time someone had been stripped of such a title in almost 100 years. And Saturday's announcement comes just days before a major summit at the Vatican, where top clergy will discuss the global sexual abuse crisis.
That is Reuters' Francis McGuire reporting. The last defenders of the Islamic State terror group's self-proclaimed caliphate are surrounded in a small neighborhood in the eastern Syrian village of Baghouz, facing imminent defeat. That's according to a commander of the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces. The assessment Saturday follows days of slow and difficult fighting as IS clings to an ever-shrinking sliver of land, pausing only for intermittent negotiations over a possible surrender that so far has failed to materialize. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hi. Hi, everybody. This is an encore of MTIA. I'm on assignment this week. Hello, everyone. Happy weekend. Welcome to Music Time in Africa. I'm your host, Heather Maxwell, from VOA headquarters in Washington, D.C. I've got a great show for you coming up in less than 1 minute, the Maxwell Mix of Pan-African music. There is Wizkid, Renice, Gaz Mawete, Chidinma. That's on the current Afrobeat Mboko side. Song of the Week zeroes in on Shekinah from South Africa. Kwame Ofori joins me for that one at the bottom of the hour. And we've got a medley of oldies by three legendary musicians who all passed away in November. Also, a highly original tune from Ghana called 52 Ambulances. Plus, wonderful classics of more earthy styles from Mali, Cape Verde, DRC, and South Africa. Last but not least, Bill Odidi from Nairobi brings us a feature with Blinky Bill, an amazingly talented Kenyan rapper, DJ, singer, guitarist. He's got it all, and he just released a solo album that comes in at the back half of the hour. So, peeps, time for this Pan-African Maxwell Mix to go down. We begin out of Nigeria with Wizkid.
Starboy day for you. Baby girl, you find yourself, oh. Girl, you make my eye red, oh. Anytime you know they close to me, yeah, yeah, yeah. Baby girl, now you I want, oh. Baby, shame on me you want, oh. Make we day one plus one or two.
Walita, oh, say, walita. Walita, oh, say, walita.
everybody. This is Music Time in Africa. Here's Renice, Queen of Mboko, with On Dit Quoi.
On Dit Quoi, yeah.
Renice, and from Cameroon we go to Mali now with Techno Issa.
It's music time in Africa, y'all.
Come on.
corossa producing namo jalo diro wule e am niro fo gadi mison sokola namo kamali dem sen niro fo wule
Nubians, and you're listening to
Music Time in Africa
on Voice of America with Heather Maxwell. Stay tuned.
Watch Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
Now to the classics. The late Cesaria Evora with Soldad, a slow polar bear. Let me tell you a little bit about the song. It was written in the 1950s, a time of terrible famines that lasted for about 20 years. Evora sings for her country. Soldad means miss, and it's a reference to an old steamboat that sailed from her hometown in Mindelo to Sao Tome, a town on another island some 170 miles away. And the boat transported indentured workers to pick coffee. The workers now, including her brother, took that boat. She remembers singing this and other songs to him and others on the eve of their departure. Who has shown you this distant way to Sao Tome? The longing. If you write me a letter, I'll write you back. If you forget me, I'll forget you until the day you come back.
Traves caminho longe, es caminho passando bem. Quem mostra vez caminho longe, quem mostra vez caminho longe, es caminho passando bem. Saudade, 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 desde a terra sangue clara. Saudade, 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 desde minha terra sangue. Se vos escrevem, te escrevo. Se vos esquecem, te esquecem. Até dia que não voltar. Se vos escrevem, te escrevo. Se vos esquecem, te esquecem. Até dia que não voltar. Saudade, 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 és minha terra sanitária. Saudade, 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 és minha terra sanitária.
esse caminho passando bem. Quem mostrava esse caminho longe? Quem mostrava esse caminho longe? Esse caminho passando bem. Saudade, saudade, saudade desse minha terra sem inclar. Saudade, saudade, saudade desse minha terra sem inclar.
Se vos escrevim, te escrevim. Se vos esquecem, esquecer até o dia que não voltar. Se vou escrever, tá escrever. Se vou esquecer, tá esquecer até o dia que não voltar. Saudade, 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 bezinha dela, sangue claro. Saudade, 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 essa é minha terra, saudade, 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 essa é minha terra, saudade.
Right, that was the late Cesaria Evora with Saudade. Hello, darling listeners, this is Heather Maxwell. Staying in the mood of past legends of African music, did you know that the world lost three such legends in November? From the 26th to the 30th, to be exact. Let me drop a few minutes of wonderful music history for you. On November 26, 2001, Daudi Kabaki passed. He was one of the musical architects of Kenya's burgeoning recording industry in the 1960s, and he was referred to by his music fans as the undisputed King of Twist. This was early Dinga music. African Twist was one of Daudi's biggest hits.
Jieni pamboi wangu isiku nyingi imtafuta hata kama ni pesa ngapi tamkomboa pamboi wangu hata kama ni pesa ngapi tamkomboa pamboi wangu.
Daudi Kabaka passed away on November 26th, 2 days short of his 62nd birthday. On November 28, 1998, another music giant, and I mean giant, passed away. He was Kadesela Yampanya, better known as Pepe Kale, from Kinshasa, Zaire, as it was called back then. Now, Pepe's glory days were in the 1970s when he formed Empire Bakuba. That band featured a big front line of electric guitars and an onstage dancing duel between the 300-pound Kale and his chief dancing dwarf, Emoro. In the second half of the 1980s, the Elephant of Zaire, as he was also called, lumbered briefly across the world stage as one of Africa's top popular music acts. Kale died of a heart attack in Kinshasa in 1998. This is Moibi, the title track from his 1988 album.
I'm not afraid to die.
finally, the third legend that passed away in November is Taboulay Rochereau. Taboulay passed on November 30th, most recently out of the three, in 2013. He was one of Africa's greatest influential singer-songwriters of the 20th century. The Voice of Lightness, as he was known, was a leading pioneer of the Pan-African music craze, the Congolese rumba, and in later years, of the faster dance style known as soukous. When Taboulay died in 2013, Roger Muntu, my Congolese colleague and host of the popular RM show here at VOA, he joined me in the studio to remember Taboulay. Here's an excerpt of that interview with Roger that was previously aired right here on Music Time in Africa.
Liwaya pasi sokipe liwaya mai, oh mama, mokolo nakokufa.
This song, Heather, it has a meaning that's, you know, it's so weird as a musician that when you write a song, you don't understand how, what the impact is going to have after your death. So pretty much on this song, he was saying, well, the day I'm going to die, the day I'll be completely gone, who is going to cry? Who is going to really take the time to think about me? You know, if I'm rich, what are people going to say about me? And if I'm poor, what are people going to say about me? The day I'm going to die, I'm going to leave my kids everywhere. I'm going to leave my kids in Europe, in Kinshasa. And Heather, ironically, that's exactly what he did. Yes, ironically, let's also say that this man had 102 children.
What?
Exactly.
All right, that was Taboulay Rochereau, who died November 30th in Brussels after a long illness from stroke. Well, that concludes our look back to African music history of lost legends.
It's super easy to get connected to Heather on Facebook. Just go to Facebook and type Music Time in Africa. You'll find the Music Time in Africa page with over a million followers and the public group page. Both pages are hot with fresh photos, video updates of your favorite African artists, and new ones too. Talk with Heather and express yourself.
Song of the Week is coming up soon with Kwame Ofori. You're going to love that. Say hi, Kwame.
Hey, guys.
All right, but first, I have a song for my Facebook friend, Kay Rowland. She wrote, please, can you play me Chidinma? I've Fallen in Love. Thanks.
I'm falling in love with you, oh.
Africa.
Hello, lovies. This is Heather. This next song's by a medical doctor by day, singer-songwriter by night. No lie. His name is Ni Lante. He's from Accra, Ghana, and he wrote this song, 52 Ambulances, after treating a trauma patient who he almost lost. Thank God he saved her life.
Make I clear my mind. What kind of nonsense be this? Make I say these things I want. And where can sense be this?
Nonsense.
Make you pass me my mic. Make a free up my mind. I don't give a damn this time. Yeah, yeah. Only 52 ambulances.
Pressure.
For the people. Yeah, 1,000 V8s for ministers, directors. Take parliament enter. 52 ambulances. For my people. 1,000 V8s for ministers, directors. Them take parliament and die. 52 ambulances. 1,000 V8s for the minister. Them 52 ambulances. 1,000 V8s for the minister. Them only 52 ambulances. 1,000 V8s for the minister. Them people we bought 52 ambulances. 1,000 V8s for the director. Them. It's the same.
Watch them.
We dey watch them.
I dey watch them.
As they cruise 1,000 V8s in the city. We dey watch them.
I dey watch
people we for start vex.
Start vex.
We dey watch them.
In the streets, I dey hear them.
And this your thing must stop.
Excuse my French.
In this time, too much things, too much rascal sucking our blood every day. Damn. Too much foolishness I go on in this time. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, nah, nah. Only 52 ambulances, 1,000 V8 for the minister. Them 52 ambulances, 1,000 V8 for the minister. Them only 52 ambulances, 1,000 V8 for the minister. Them people we bought 52 ambulances, 1,000 V8 for the director.
Sometimes I sit and I wonder, where lies our priority, I ponder. 52 ambulances only for a nation of 30 million. Yet 1,000 V8 luxury cars for selfish politician with big money bullion. Tell me, when you do fall sick, would you need an ambulance? Or would you rather hang your life on a balance?
52 ambulances, 1,000 V8. For the politician, 52 ambulances, 1,000 V8s. For the politician, 52 ambulances, 1,000 V8s. For the politician, 52 ambulances, 1,000 V8s. For the politician,
1,000 V8s.
And this is the song of the week.
All right. Hello. Hello, everybody. I'm with Kwame Asante Ofori.
Hey, 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 Mr. Asante Ofori, now and always.
How you doing, Kwame?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. You look nice in your Christmas sweater.
Thank you. For those who can't see it, I'm in the black and white Christmas, you know, Christmassy feel. I'm ready as usual.
All right. So this week we have a wonderful song. It is by singer-songwriter Shekinah.
Mm-hmm.
She's from South Africa, and she won 3 awards at the South African Music Awards this year in 2018.
Wow, wow, wow.
For Best Album, mm-hmm. Best Female Artist of the Year, and mm-hmm. Best Newcomer.
So then why did you choose this song?
Because I love the song. It's called Suited, and she is beautiful, and mm-hmm. it's just like her sound, her voice. Let's
Listen to it. You'll
Let's
see
dive
why.
Right into it then.
Yeah, this is Suited. Shekinah.
That was great.
You like that one?
I do.
That was Suited, and this is the hottest new female vocalist in South Africa, according to Sama Awards, and I think that's a pretty good judge.
Very true. Yeah. I loved it. I love the video. I love the sound. I love how fresh it is. Yeah. And it's not a typical South African sound. This is more universal that we can all like relate to.
Very good point.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Heather Maxwell.
And I'm Mr. Asante here for you now and always. And that was
Song of the Week. All right. So next up, two songs back to back by Gaz Mawete and Shaluza Max. And then Bill Odidi from Nairobi presents Blinky Bill. Here's Gaz and his gorgeous voice, Olingi Nini. What do you want?
Mama, pardon, bengelanga, oyanga, shegi oza wapi,
na maboko anani Soki bolingi bilamba nasomba chéri balo biole la kabelwe nasomba j'ai désir devenir l'homme que tu mérites oh ma chérie je veux être les gardiens de tes nuits laisse-moi prendre tes peines t'aider à réaliser tes rêves pour toute la vie être ta moitié. Yo lingi nye bébé, yo lingi nye. Yo lingi nye chéri, yo lingi nye. Sogi beba mbongwe, na pesa. Sogi bo lingi bilamba, na somba. Chéri balo viole la kabelwe, na somba. Ngaba fingi. Kisengi aya Babengi nga iyu ma mama Oh yeah tout ce que j'ai chéri Zwa na yo Mais pourvu que yo tikala Zwa na yo Essentiel que yo zala Kaya nga imoko Bebe Senga no nga mapangwe
Ago besa yo
Senga fungo la lola e
Nago besa yo
Ata o sengi sutana no e
Nago besa yo e
Pardon benga Nicole Sahina envoie ma e Benga langa Christian Matondo Onza api e El conforta langa e Gaele busa e Sogi bolingi bilamba nasomba chéri balo biole la kabelwe nasomba
singa ngalika kwa ndundu e bomengo ya yadi diginwani
Bolingo te Lisembo lozo salama be Mena yebi kolinga te Na memo wapie No dime Angana lako nimi Bebe na memo na mape Kaya ya Kase ganyiki
Watch Music Time in Africa on YouTube Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, hello, peepstas. This is Heather Maxwell. All right, so time to hook up with Bill Odidi in Nairobi and meet the fabulous Blinky Bill.
Hello, Heather Maxwell. Today I've got some very eclectic sounds from Nairobi here in Kenya from the DJ, producer, songwriter, guitarist, all-round artist, Blinky Bill. Interesting name, that one. He's a very adventurous artist, combines diverse influences from funk, soul, hip-hop, all very dynamic. Blinky Bill was formerly with a group called Just a Band, and he's just released his debut solo album, which has got a very intriguing title. So we'll speak about that with him. But first, let's get familiar with some of the sounds on the album. Here's a track called I'll Care More Next Time.
My name is Salanga Ochieng. The name Blinky was a name that was given to me in high school after a cartoon series.
I mean, why did they call you Blinky Bill?
My name was Bill, so everyone was like, oh, Blinky Bill. When I left and started becoming an artist in my own right, there's once I saw my name being written in the newspaper. I was just like, I sound like an accountant. No offense to accountants. I just needed a stage name, so it felt like a good fit.
This is your first solo album. I mean, it's kind of strange to say that this is your first album.
I've been working a lot.
Tell us what the name of the album.
The name of the album is Everyone's Just Winging It and Other Fly Tales.
I love it.
It's a mouthful.
Okay, so what are we going to play from the album, Bill?
Play them Attention.
Attention from Blinky Bill's debut solo album. I just love this title. Everyone's Just Swinging It, Another Fly Tales.
Another Fly Tales.
What's with the title, Bill? What's going on here?
I've examined life in the sense of how even if you know a lot of things, there's no guarantee that you're going to see it tomorrow. There's a lot of stuff that we have under control, and there's a lot of stuff that we don't have under control. And at this point in time, like just having seen a lot of different places in terms of countries, we are all going through the same things. The economies that are stressful. Mm-hmm. We have people trying to make sense of what life is all about. We have a lot more awareness of just how we live than I think at any point. Just trying to make sense of what this thing called life is all about is where the title came from. Mm-hmm.
So, Bill, on the album, you got various collaborations with musicians from around Africa, indeed from around the world. One who stands out is Nneka from Nigeria. How did you hook up with Nneka?
I was in Lagos last year and met Nneka. And we recorded two songs. So one was called No Touch 'Em, which came out last year. And then this one. But this was the song that I imagined her on. Her voice sits so well on this song. To be honest, she didn't even see it. She just gave me the verse like, no. She didn't write it down.
Really?
Nothing.
It's a great song. It's called Owa.
Owa.
Yeah.
You believe you are.
There goes the Kenyan rapper, singer, guitarist, all-round artist Blinky Bill, featuring Nneka from Nigeria on a track called Owa. Blinky Bill has just released his debut solo album, Everyone's Winging It, another Fly Tales, and that's what we've been talking about, in addition to listening to the really interesting sounds that he's put together on this album. Look out for it, whatever in the world you're listening to this show. This is The Other Bill, as in Bill Odidi. Now, right back to Heather Maxwell on Music Time in Africa.
Don't you know?
Thank you, Bill, and thank you, Blinky Bill. Now, this last song is Muchana by Kandabango Man. It comes to you by way of another song request. This one was made by MTIA fan Taremwa Derek from Uganda. Right, that was Kandabango Man, and it is time to say goodbye. Thank you all for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed the show. A big thank you to the two Bills from Kenya, Bill Odidi and Blinky Bill. And also thanks to Kwame Ofori for joining me in presenting Suited by Shekinah for Song of the Week.
You know you're always welcome.
Thanks so much, Kwame. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 1505 and 2005 UTC. We're also on shortwave radio Friday at 0905 and Saturdays and Sundays at 0905, 1505, 2005, and 2205 UTC. Finally, you know you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, for Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay blessed, people. Stay beautiful.